In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. We have this annual meeting every year, at least since I've been here. We have the service at 9 o'clock so that nobody feels left out, but everybody is a little discombobulated. So congratulations for remembering the time and being here at 9 o'clock for the service. Can you imagine, just for a moment, what it must have been like to actually meet Jesus when he walked on this earth? Think about it. His presence must have just shone with an inner light. He must have been utterly compelling to folks who were seeking, who were ready, who were longing for God. Why else would you leave your life behind you to follow an itinerant teacher? Immediately, Mark tells us, immediately they left their nets and followed. Of course, the disciples did not know what was ahead. How could they? They trusted God. They trusted Jesus. And they continued to take the next step, the very next step, which is all any of us can ever really do. They tried to follow his teaching, and they had some successes, but they also failed over and over, the Gospels tell us, and always he forgave them, and always they came back to try again. The call of the first disciples is a very good gospel for the annual meeting Sunday. Today will be my 7th annual meeting as your rector, but only the 6th one for which I have been able to be present. As most of you know, last year, Ham Evans, your outgoing senior warden, had to read my report to you, as I had just started my long medical disability. I had just had my first surgery that Tuesday and my first chemo that Friday. And so I wasn't here with you last year for the annual meeting. I was here in spirit, but I was not here. And for 3/4 of the year of 2017, I observed the parish at a distance, through the website and Facebook and conversations with the senior warden and a few others. So it's a little bit different writing an annual report or an annual report sermon under those circumstances. But what I know is that you are a faithful, talented and hard-working parish with excellent leaders. We are blessed in this place with many faithful and wise leaders. Terry Bechtel was the right person to keep things running smoothly with Brenda's capable help as your senior warden. Words cannot adequately express my gratitude to Terry and to all of you who stepped up and took on more responsibilities and ministries in my absence. None of us ever really knows what will happen when we say yes to God. When Terry Bechtel said yes to the call to be senior warden way back in November of 2016, none of us had any idea at that point that 2017 would be such an extraordinary and challenging year for many of us. But thanks be to God that he said yes. And he continued to say yes to the increasing demands of a senior warden without a rector present. It was another great gift from God to all of us that Father Allen had just joined us as a part-time assistant priest 1 month before I had to take my leave. I remain grateful to you for your steadying presence and your willingness to take over virtually all the celebrating and preaching, as well as some of the pastoral care for 4 months. And I am so glad to actually be working together with you this year. That was the idea last year. So with Terry as senior warden, with Lance as junior warden, Father Allen doing the liturgies, and Brenda keeping the office running, there was still much to be done. And not only did you keep virtually everything going, all ministries and services, but you added wonderful new things. In 2017, buildings and grounds under the leadership of Rick and Pam finished more projects than I can name, including paving the parking lot, protecting the trees out there with a lovely circle around them, and painting the parish hall. Many, many more projects that are, I'm sure, I hope, listed in the annual report. And the Education Commission and the teachers kept the J2A and the Young Explorers and the Acolytes going strong. The Service Commission started a new outreach ministry, which the whole parish participated in, to a nearby elementary school, the Backpack Program, which gives food to students whose families are in poverty so that they can actually eat on the weekend when the schools are closed. The new pictorial directory was delivered, and Brenda, with a bit of help, completed the new Songs of the Spirit book, which was a huge project with input from Elisa and the Worship Commission. In the summer of 2017, the local Taoist Tai Chi Society began renting our parish hall for their Temple Terrace classes, bringing us a community partnership and a steady source of rental income. A number of us were already doing Tai Chi with them. I had started Tai Chi about 4 years ago, I think, with them, and several other people had been with them for many more years. The parish hall now is in use for part of every day except Fridays. There were many, many more things that happened last year. Some of them I probably don't even know that can be lifted up and celebrated. God's call comes to us all, not only once in our lives, but many times. In our baptism, all of us were anointed for ministry. We were made part of the body of Christ, and we were commissioned in our baptism for his work in the world. Sometimes, when a call comes, we are listening and willing and ready to respond quickly. Sometimes we wrestle with the call, and that's all right too. Sometimes we aren't ready and we say no for a time, or we may say no altogether. God's call comes for us in our daily lives as parents, as children, spouses, grandparents, neighbors, citizens. We are called to live out our baptism in our daily lives in the world, in our work, in our families, in our neighborhoods. And most of you live out your baptism primarily by your life outside of the parish. Most of this work goes unrecognized much of the time, but that does not mean it is not supremely important. And we will find times during the year to recognize the ministries that many of you do outside of this place. But today we are focused on the ministries that happen through this place. And today at the annual meeting, we will recognize a few of you who have served faithfully and well in this parish as vestry, wardens, and treasurer, as well as elect the new people for vestry and diocesan delegates. God's call comes to us all, not only once, but many times. I remain grateful for the opportunity to be here, to be in ministry with all of you. Thanks be to God for all of our many blessings. And here's to a spirit-filled, joy-filled year ahead. Amen.